Hi, this is Jean Henningsen with Monarch Leadership Group. Have you heard that quote, when you say yes to this, you're saying no to that? I heard it a number of years ago, and I heard it quite frequently at the end of last year, like October, November, December. People were just saying it more, and it really made me pay attention, of course, and listen. It's like, wow, why are so many people recognizing this? And it's a very simple concept, but one that is very powerful. And it came back to me because so far this year, now mind you, we're not even 2 weeks into the new year. I have had five people tell me that they feel overwhelmed. And overwhelm is a very strong, heavy, negative emotion. So it's one I really felt the need to address. So when we make the decision to say yes to this, it means we're saying no to something else. We need to make sure that we are clear about our purpose. And I just recently emailed all of my active clients about this. Because I want them to start 2024 being super uber clear about who they are, what they want, what's their plan, how they're going to get there. What I'm asking you to do right now is to clarify your purpose. What is most important to you? What do you truly value? What excites and delights you? That's how you turn toward yes. Okay, that is one strategy for deciding I'm saying yes to this and I'm saying no to that. The second strategy is to identify tasks that you can unload and delegate to others. And I realize delegating can be really challenging. So I did some YouTube videos on that, and I put the link to those in the email if you want to look at that. But really identifying, what am I taking on that I don't need to? And there's somebody else perfectly capable of doing this, and really trusting other people to take that over. You may have an issue with control, a lot of us do, or perfection. You don't want anything to be wrong. So learn how to delegate and release. And the third strategy is about breaking big things into small things. And I know everybody knows this. Every project management software and app will show you how to do this, but yet we don't do it, right? And we're at the beginning of a new year. And what I hear a lot from people is, I want to organize, I want to clean out. So you can have a bookshelf maybe in your office that is crammed full of books, magazines, awards, all kinds of stuff. You don't know what to do with it. So it goes in this bookshelf or maybe inside this cabinet or a closet at home. It's time to clean it out, but you don't do it. Why? Because it's so huge. You have to take everything out. You have to figure out what you're keeping, what you're getting rid of, right? And then you got to put it all back in. It's too much. So you break it into smaller tasks. Do this for everything. So maybe it's one shelf on your bookshelf. Maybe it's one aspect of this difficult, challenging project that you have. Just focus on one piece of it rather than seeing it as a whole, and it makes it a lot less overwhelming. So we're going to turn toward yes, okay? Turn toward yes this year. I don't want it to all about being no, because then we limit and we close ourselves off from things. So let's not make this year about saying no. Instead, think about, what do I want to turn towards yes? And that's how we're going to start 2024. So happy new year, and as always, be here now.